The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. This is Dr. Zudi Jasser on the Blaze Radio Network.
I talk about the things that I think you won't hear too many people talk about. Shake the trees, disruption, fighting the establishment, globally especially. And the key here is fighting for freedom against theocracy as a Muslim and trying to build those networks and platforms that can do that honestly, transparently, and clearly. In the last segment, we were talking about the Washington Post's dismissal in their 3,000-plus word report about billionaire Tom Barrack's relationship with President Trump, while ignoring the genesis of this billionaire who went from a grocery store family to which the Post describes as humble beginnings to relationships with the Saudis and Qataris that then funded a now over billion-dollar firm in property and real estate. And he holds those relationships very dear. What is the moral? You know, people then often just dismiss these as business relationships. If you follow me on Facebook at MZ Jasser or on Twitter at Dr. Zudi Jasser, D-R-Z-U-H-D-I, you'll find many who say, well, these are just business relationships. It's much different than ideological debate, and it's part of free markets. What the question is, morally, what ethical responsibility does a billionaire, or in their early beginnings, a millionaire have when he meets princes and gets into real estate deals, to ignore them or not? And I can tell you that, yes, the morality, when I enter into business with any partners here in Phoenix or in the United States, when you do business, it's not just that somebody brings to the table cash and is upfront in a contract that you make, but it's their reputation. It's who they are. If they are, as we see now with Harvey Weinstein, nobody should do business with him, whether he's the president of a corrupt dictatorship or a Hollywood mogul who is a misogynist and a serial predator. So similarly, you work with the House of Saud, a royal family that runs a government that imprisons and tortures reformers, that treats women as fourth class, that just now wants backslapping because they finally may be giving them the right to drive, and cuts the hands of those who steals, has had more beheadings in their country than ISIS has in the last year. And then he also works with the Qataris, who's listed on human rights organizations as leading countries that has slavery and other issues that are just very problematic, not to mention Al Jazeera, which is the font of anti-American propaganda globally.
You're listening to Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser, the Blaze Radio Network.